If you dial in toll free, the number for you, 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, what's it like to be on a grand jury? We've got an amazing account of one man's experience as to just how skewed towards favoring the state being on a grand jury is these days. We'll explain that.
I do want to hear that.
I've never known anything about grand juries beyond just, you know, the occasional thing I've heard. This is an actual first-person account, so we'll share that here from FIJA.org, the Fully Informed Jury Association. But first, continuing in kind of our court theme here tonight, we had Sam Dodson on from ObscureTruth.com in the first hour. If you missed that, you can grab it at FreeTalkLive.com later tonight. But that wasn't the only courtroom situation that has been going on throughout this this last week here, or this last couple weeks in New Hampshire. As you know, during the Liberty Forum, which is a gathering of hundreds of like-minded liberty-oriented people all in the same place, during the forum there was a 420 event in Nashua, New Hampshire. Now, the 420 celebrations have been happening here in Keene. They happen on a daily basis. The cops leave us alone. There were a few arrests early on last year when they first started up, and then there were certain things that happened where the cops just, they've just given up at this point because they just can't win. But in Nashua, they'd never experienced it before a couple weeks ago on a Saturday afternoon when about 100 people showed up into one of their town squares, or the town center, basically, and smoked out. There were arrests. There were three arrests. One of them was David Cruz, an activist from the Keene area.
Who doesn't smoke?
He does not. He was just there in support because he understands that ending prohibition is one of the smartest things that could be done in this country. And when a young man was arrested for marijuana possession, for cannabis possession, David decided to stand in front of the undercover police car to prevent them from leaving. They then arrested him, and he went limp and had to be carried out. They arrested him for, I believe, what was a disorderly conduct charge. Catherine Bleich from the Liberty Restoration Project was also arrested for basically videotaping and being
conspicuous. That one was really ridiculous. And you can watch it happening on film, and it was just, they just wanted to arrest her. They just didn't like her.
Well, everybody else was being obedient and getting up off the street like the cops wanted them to, and she did not. She was not being obedient in that way, so she was targeted as a result of that. Her trial, I believe, has been scheduled down the road a little bit. I think it's sometime at the end of the month or next month. Keith may know more. Keith is with us from New Hampshire. You were at the arraignment today for David Cruz, one of the Keene activists who was arrested in Nashua. Keith, what went down? What do you want to share with our audience?
Yes, and I was also at the arraignment for the young man that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first off, I'd like to say I'm sorry, but I'm a little nervous. I'm shaking up. I'm uncomfortable talking about this at all because it was just so crazy what happened. It was so ridiculous today.
Okay.
Please apologize. Okay, so...
These guys have
there,
never had to deal with us before,
right,
by the way.
They're not used to the free state phenomenon, so
right,
I'm sure they're just doing their normal thing of railroading people right through their kangaroo courts.
So what happened? Go ahead. Sorry, Keith.
So we're supposed to start about 8:15. So, you know, eventually we got there, hurry up and wait and all that. So the names were called eventually. We got through that. And then there was a little bit of downtime. And I had heard the court security guy mentioned something. Now, please don't quote me, but the guy said something like, if you take out your phone, I'm going to take it. He's like if you take the phone even out of your pocket, you don't even have to open it or look at it. He was just going to take everyone's phone, just steal them. And he did indicate he would give it back.
Was this in the courtroom? Point of information, were you in
the
lobby?
Courtroom.
In the courtroom.
So, this is in the courtroom, but I've never heard of it being so bad. Normally, like, you're at least allowed to have your phone out of your pocket.
Right.
I mean, he was like, even if the phone's off, it was just nuts.
Yep.
So that shocked me so much. That,
were there a bunch of people there, or was it just the free state activists, or what?
Unfortunately, only two people showed up to support David, and then the young man had maybe five people show up to support him.
Now, that is unusual. Why do you think that is, Keith? Because normally on a short-notice situation, we can get a dozen people at least to turn out for a court situation. Do you feel like it just wasn't promoted effectively, that people just didn't know? Of course, there's also the fact that not a lot of people that I know of, at least, have moved to Nashua, whereas Keene and Manchester and other places are a little more hot spots.
You asked me a question, but you just answered it very well, so I can't defeat your what you just said.
So it was a lack of promotion?
It seems that way, yeah.
I didn't know it was today. I probably would have tried to at least get in the carpool or something.
This is one of the things that I think we'll see fixed over time as more people avail themselves of the tools, the promotional tools that that we have here. If somebody's going to court and they don't want people to show up, all they have to do is just not tell anybody about it, and then nobody will show up. But if you want people to show up and you want support, you have to let them know. You have to post on the relevant New Hampshire activism forum.
Heck, a Port 411 really gets a lot of people.
Right, send out a voice message on Port 411, which is delivered to hundreds of recipients. And, you know, give them a little bit of notice to give them some time to get their schedules in order. The more notice, the better. And, maybe send it a week out or then the day before or something like that. Give them a couple of opportunities to get on board. So that's unfortunate that there wasn't a lot of support out for it. But on the other hand, it was just an arraignment. It wasn't the trial. And so maybe people just felt like it wasn't, even if they knew about it, maybe they felt like it wasn't the most important thing to attend. But it ended up being they ended up being a real crackdown apparently. So in the Keene court where we live out here, you can have your phone as long as it's silenced. I can sit there and text and check my emails and things like that from the courtroom, and nobody's ever said boo to me about that. But go ahead, Keith, with the rest of the story, because there's more.
Try that in Nashville. They'll steal it right away.
Apparently.
But so I asked this security guy. I saw this guy who was on his phone for several minutes. So I asked the security guy, what about that guy? Because I'm all about fairness and all being a Quaker. So the security guy was answering my question. He was saying, oh, that guy is invisible. He doesn't count. You know, because he was on one row ahead of me, so apparently he's special and none of the rules apply to him.
Mm.
Which, whatever, okay, two separate rules, that's fine. But as I was going through that, this police-like guy came up to me and he was like, it was crazy. It was just like, what? I mean, he was just, like, shocked that anyone would say something like that. So as soon as that happened,
say something
I didn't even
like
talk
what?
To him.
I'm sorry.
I
just say something. Shocked.
He was. Yeah, I was shocked that he basically was shocked that someone would actually try to talk to court security, I guess. We were allowed to talk. But I don't know. Maybe no one's ever talked to court security before.
Let me
before.
Get this clear. The courts, you're saying the court security guy said the guy who was talking on his phone was invisible?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He said you don't see him or something like that.
There weird. It's weird. It's weird bureaucrat world. I guess that he was invisible.
He's
to the
one
court.
Of the Brotherhood.
Yeah.
And then this police guy was all shocked. I'm not for sure if he was a policeman or what he is, because I'll get to that. But so the police guy was all shocked, and then finally the police guy started talking to me, but I was just ignoring him, talking to security. And then finally the security helped me, and so the police guy was still talking to me. So I started talking to him, and basically he just threatened me with arrest. Like, just right off the bat, he's like, in like 30 seconds, I'm going to have you downstairs arrested or something like that. And then I'm like, what? And then he asked my first name, and I gave it to him. Well, he asked my name. I gave him my first name. Then he asked my last name. So I immediately gave him my name, and then I asked his name. And then he threatened me with arrest again and then told me to go sit in the back of the room like it's 1950s and I'm a second-class citizen in the South. Like, I have to sit in the back.
This is where the Free Staters sit. Get back here.
So you don't know whether this guy was a cop or anything? I mean, you don't know whether it's court security?
I wish I could know. I have
answer.
No idea.
He wouldn't even
so
give you his name.
Then, as soon as that happens, David, asked him why, he threatened to arrest me. And then the guy immediately threatens to arrest David.
Wow.
And so David asked him his name, and he refuses to tell David his name. Finally, that ends. He threatens, David just calms down finally. And so this actually, the young guy in Nashua who was supposedly arrested for supposedly smoking marijuana at the 420 rally, at this point, he and everyone he was with left. I think they were so disgusted they couldn't stand it anymore. They had to walk out of the courtroom.
Wait, was that before he was arraigned or afterward?
Yeah, this is before the arraignments. They came back in. But they just couldn't handle it. They just had to leave. This was just so ridiculous. So I'm sitting in the back. And then finally, as the judge comes in, of course, we don't stand. Everyone else stands.
Right.
And it goes smooth. David's basically, he's going to defend himself. And
so they didn't make a fuss.
Guilty.
No one made a fuss about you not standing?
Right. So they have a problem with the cell phone, but not standing. So that's interesting. We're going to continue here. Keith, you want to keep telling the story? There's more, right? Keith?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
There's more. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Courtroom shenanigans. Luckily, they had a few people there at least to stand together, or rather not stand together. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Getting a mortgage without a down payment or just refinancing your home can be tough right now. But if you've served in the U.S. Armed Forces, Reserves, or National Guard, it doesn't have to be. I'm Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct. After serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom, I now help other vets get their financial needs met. Our team of professionals understands the special benefits under the law for veterans. We have over 20 years of VA home mortgage experience, including refis to VA loans at lower rates.
On your feet!
If you're a veteran in need of a mortgage or interested in a refi for cash out or lower payments, call 888-900-VA-LOAN now or go online to varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN, varadio.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line tonight. Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Features including, by the way, our webcam. You can go and watch the show and also chat with other Free Talk Live listeners at cam.freetalklive.com. It is totally free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
So how soon do you want to start teaching that child special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it all the time to Jack. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. Ayn Rand. It's a simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it any child's favorite. Go to freemarketunderdog.com and see some samples there and order today. It's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL. It's Island Called Liberty. Coupon code FTL at freemarketunderdog.com. It's a great book. I love it. And Ian, I showed it to you. What do you think?
It looks beautiful. Honestly, I haven't taken the time to read through it, but it really looked attractive. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, it's a children's book. I don't know that you'd find it necessarily riveting yourself, but it's a good little story.
The toll-free number here tonight is 800-259-9231. So that website was freemarketunderdog.com?
Yeah.
Is that right? All right. So we're going to continue here. Kind of a court theme tonight and a little bit focused on the activism that's going on here in New Hampshire. Sometimes we get blamed for being a little too New Hampshire-centric, but this is where the action is. I mean, this is where there are levels of liberty activism going on here in New Hampshire that are just unprecedented. They can't be found anywhere else. The best activists in the world are moving here, and so
we don't even cover a percentage of
right. I make no apologies for covering this.
Oh, obviously percentage. Right. Not a large percentage.
I make no apologies for covering this this news in detail because I want other people to experience the things that are going on here. I want them to see or to hear about what's happening. Of course, you can see a lot of it. Some of Sam's trial, you can see that at freekeen.com. The audio that that Keith is talking about of the police cracking down on people, the court security cracking down on things like cell phones and stuff like that, what he's going to be telling us about here, there is audio that has come out. That's going to be
you
available.
You call it cracking down. It's really harassment. I mean, it's just harassing people, and that's just the excuse for doing it.
Absolutely. They want people to obey. They want them to obey their arbitrary commands, and they'll make up whatever excuses they might. You're absolutely right about that. So apparently audio was recorded, and that, I believe, is going to be released at freekeen.com within the coming day or so. So keep your eyes open and your ears open for that. But it's important to talk about these things to let people know what's happening here, just what is it like when you don't stand up for a judge? What's it like when you try to bring a recording device into a courtroom? I would love to have people around the country doing things like this so we could talk about them, but for the most part, they aren't. So we go back to Keith in New Hampshire, who was there this morning in Nashua, where the Nashua bureaucrats at the courthouse there got their first taste, that we know of at least, of liberty activists here in New Hampshire. You were there, Keith. They told you no cell phones at all. In other courtrooms around the state, it's no problem having a cell phone. And what else were you were explaining a moment ago?
Okay, so I just finished a little part, and then David had a hearing, and his hearing went normal. It went expected. He pled not guilty. The judge told him he faced up to 2 years in jail and that he should have an attorney, and it's advisable, and he said he understood that.
Up to 2 years in jail, I'd like to point out, for sitting down in front of a police car. Anyway,
well,
go ahead.
They said 1 year was for sitting down, and the other year was for grasping his hands together, so it was harder for them to put the cuffs on.
Right. That's a resisting arrest charge?
Yes.
Okay.
So, but at the very end of it, she asked, like, if there's anything else, and then he said yes. And then he brought up the case. He pointed to the police-type guy who threatened to arrest him, and he wanted to know why he was threatened with arrest, because he had no idea, and he also wanted to know the guy's name. So instead of the guy mentioning his name, the judge was shocked. She was like, she didn't say what, but she's like, threatened to arrest you in this courtroom with all of these security people here, right here? And then I think she was just mentally just trying to figure out something to say, so she kept acting shocked. And then she was like, oh, well, I stand by them. They're good people. They're just trying to keep everyone safe. If they see anything out of the ordinary that's a threat, they're going to act quickly and protect my life.
Yeah, nobody's threatening anyone here.
You're going to hurt her with that cell phone, I'm sure.
Yeah, if there was a threat, it was a threat to the legitimacy of their scam, this court so-called justice scam that they've got going on. So what else do you want to share tonight, Keith? Is there anything else?
So that went around in a circle, and then she ended up making fun of the clothes David was wearing.
Wow.
She never answered any of the questions. No one. Actually, what happened was the guy ended up speaking up, the police guy, and he actually lied completely to everyone there. He said that I was talking to a lawyer, and that's why I was, you know, messed with. But I never talked to a lawyer. I never even talked to him until he talked to me. I was just talking to the court security. So I don't know where he came up with that. He's just making stuff up on the spot. He was so calm and collected. It's almost like he lies for a living.
I bet he does.
I don't know if that's true, but that's what it seemed like.
I bet he does.
He's a professional liar, it seems.
They're trained to do that stuff. So anything else you want to share?
Yeah, David finally, tried to find out again what the guy's name was. And then the judge actually threatened him with contempt if he said anything else, told him to sit down or leave. It was crazy. So, I actually saw the police guy leave the courtroom for a second, and I was going to go ask him, but I knew he was going to arrest me if I asked him his name.
Yeah.
I just want to get it straight. At first, the judge seemed to, empathize. Like she seemed to be on board, kind of wonder what was going on. But then she changed her mind and said, no, I stand by them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Immediately. She was like, they're here to defend us. They're protecting us. They're keeping us safe. And then finally, the younger guy had his hearing. And pretty much his hearing was just they had pre-approved to pretty much put the case on file. And because he has another case that he's dealing with, so they just put that one on file and said, it's nothing. And then finally we left. And as we were leaving, I happened to notice that there were only three handicap parking spaces in front of the courtroom, and two of them were filled with cars that had no handicap markings at all. Huh. And that doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem right. So I actually would like to give you exclusive information on these cars, if you don't mind.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
I'll bet you they were cop cars.
That's what I was thinking.
I have no idea, but let me tell you, if you see one of these cars, be cautious, because these drivers may be rude. They have a history of parking in handicapped spots. One was a black Impala, or Impala, whatever, and here is the license plate number.
I don't know if we need to know that.
74695, and one was a white Impala, and the license plate number was G08045.
Oh, a G number. So that's a government number.
Yeah, but they...
Oh, I had no idea. I thought that was a personal plate. I didn't know.
Both
Sorry.
Of those are unusual plates because they don't have the right amount of digits and stuff. So I'd say that both of those are government vehicles. Come on, an Impala?
Well, there's a lot of personal plates in New Hampshire. I figured they were just personalized plates.
Yeah. Now, that would have been a good chance to pull a Jimmy Justice kind of hang out until whoever it was.
These
was
guys were
going to
get thrown in jail, dude.
Well, you know what?
David went into the court and told the security. He reported them.
And what did they do?
And nothing happened. Nothing happened.
Big surprise. Big surprise.
Should have called the cops.
Hey, Keith, is there more to share?
So that's all. Thank you.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It looks like it's on for Nashua. More coming up here. I think that they're going to have a nice big response the next time there's some sort of trial coming up. And there is at least a couple trials coming up out there. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate, and you can do it without using your money or credit and replace any job or business income within 90 days. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught over 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought almost 2,000 houses and millions in commercial real estate. If you'll call 800-761-5821 and leave your name on my voicemail, I'll send you my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and a complete guide to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license required, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-761-5821, 24 hours, and get my $69 CD and report free. Take your life back and turn this recession into the best year ever. Again, that's 800-761-5821.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Features including our archives, which go back all the way back to the beginning of 2009. They're free. Along with the entire website, FTL 2.0. It's been redesigned for the new year here. It's a totally new site, whereas our old site was just more kind of about the show with some user-controllable areas like our forum and our wiki. Now the entire site is based on what you want to see. So you can actually submit your show prep ideas, news stories, video, blog posts, whatever you think will be interesting to our listeners, and they can vote them up or vote them down. You also can vote up and vote down the things, the stories that you think are most interesting or not so much. And it basically allows our listeners to control the content of our main site. It's great. Freetalklive.com, and it's totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Of course, the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's right here in New Hampshire with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Soon to be thousands, over 10,000 people have signed on to be a part of the Free State Project to make the move from around the world, around the country and around the world, here to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty in our lifetime. Now, so far, we've seen a tremendous level of activism, both in the world of civil disobedience, non-cooperation, creating our own media. I was just out today passing out new copies of the New Hampshire Free Press. Also, of course, political action, as we're going to see quite a bit of that heating up here as this is an election year. So there's a lot of opportunity up here. And the one thing that I think that I can't stress hard enough is that we really could use movers sooner rather than later. Now, the goal of the Free State Project is to move 20,000 people to New Hampshire. But the 20,000 don't have the obligation to move until 20,000 is reached. So once 20,000 is reached, there's a 5-year window where people have agreed that they'll move.
some people have moved sooner rather than later, and the three of us on the show here tonight are three of those people, three of the early movers. Hundreds have actually made a move early, and it's made a big difference because networks have been created, ideas have been promulgated, activism has been happening, and it has been an absolute blast. So the more people we can get here sooner rather
than later,
don't
forget movie nights every Tuesday.
The better. Yeah, there's a lot of socializing that's going on as well. So it's really just a great community of liberty-loving people, and there's so much that we can do, and we obviously still need more numbers here. We need more people getting active in various different ways, and so hopefully you can come up and help us out, help out people like Sam from ObscureTruth.com and all of the other wonderful activists up here, Keith and the rest of them that you hear so often on this program. Because what else is going on where you live? How's the liberty movement where you are? And that's really what you want to take a look at. Is there a lot of exciting stuff going on where you are? If so, you probably shouldn't leave. But if you're like me and you feel like the liberty movement is either non-existent or pathetic where you are, then maybe you should get here. FreeStateProject.org is the place to go to learn more. That's FreeStateProject.org. Coming up here, the grand jury. We've got one man's experience from going to a grand jury in New Jersey. And we'll find out what that was like, because I don't know much about the grand jury. I didn't know much about it until I read this, what it was like to actually be on a grand jury. We'll get to that from Fija.org. But first, unscreened call from the, excuse me, not an unscreened call, lady listener, Jane in California. Ladies come first. Jane, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Daly.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Jane?
Hi there. I'm calling because three of my friends burned themselves and got better immediately.
Well, that's good. The human body has an amazing ability to heal itself.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, absolutely. But this was rapid. I mean,
are you going to promote a website that some doctor put up that you call a phone number and you give him some information and then he heals you over the phone or something like that?
Fireburn Doctor. Fireburn Doctor. I mean, these people all called.
Yeah. We've already heard this. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. This isn't free plugs live. You don't get to just call in and plug your website over and over again. We haven't heard from them in a little while, several weeks. But they called a while back promoting some site that there's a phone number you call in and some guy asks you what sign you are or something like that. Are you a Leo? Are you a Taurus? You know, what's your birthday? But you know, all this astrological stuff.
Sounds very odd.
And then they claim to heal burns over the phone. Okay. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Unscreened caller, you're on the AMP line. Hello. Hello, who is this? You are on the air, going once, going twice.
Sorry, I was on mute. This is John from Illinois.
John, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, as I talked to you guys a few weeks ago, and I decided I wasn't going to fill out the census. I got my first mildly threatening letter from these folks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't gotten mine yet. All I got was a postcard saying, hey, you didn't send yours in. That's the only thing that's come to me.
Mine's a message from the director of the U.S. Census Bureau telling me to return my form today. So,
what is the threat? You said it's mildly threatening, so what was the mild threat?
It says you're required by law. This is your last chance to respond by mail before a Census Bureau representative contacts you. And I'm thinking, okay.
So the punishment is that you'll be contacted by a Census Bureau guy.
So basically they're going to bore me to death.
Plus, presuming you answer the door when they come, which is your option.
That's true, too. So I'll probably just ignore them.
In Marlboro, they put census data on a form that everyone has to fill out every year for their property. So like, when you get a thing saying, have you made any improvements to your property? And then there's a census area. And that form, not specifically the census part of it, but that form has some threats in it and even talks about fines that will be applied if you don't return it by a certain time and all that stuff. So I don't know. I'm curious because I'm not going to put on any census information. So
you did not fill that form? You did not fill out that form?
Well, I think I'm going to, I mean, it's one of those things. If I don't, it's going to become a thing because there is fines attached. I assume it will just attach to the property.
But if it's the census.
And I'm the manager of the property. I have to be the one to fill it out, so.
That's weird. I mean, they don't do that here in Keene, which is a larger city that I would assume would be more tied in with the federal government. But if it's the U.S. Census, you're saying the feds will put a fine on your home?
No, no. Like I said, the fine is associated with that form, not specifically the census portion
of
it.
So if you don't fill out the census portion,
I don't know. I'm going to fill out the rest, I guess.
Okay, that's what I mean.
I'm not going to fill out the census portion. And see if it just goes on or if they make a fuss over it. If they do make a fuss over it, I will say I have some moral issues with putting tracking information for my government.
So when the census people come to your door, what are you going to do, caller?
Well, I'll either not answer. The only problem is people don't knock at my door, so.
What did they do? Ring a doorbell?
I just don't get many people. Unless I, order some food or something, generally no one comes to my door. So,
right, so you'll know it's probably them when they show up.
Yeah, because usually I'll expect my friends. And I live in an enclosed unit, so they actually have to call the door. The doorman has to call me before I let them in.
So, oh, okay.
So then if I get a front desk and I'm not expecting it, then I just will say, oh, yeah, I'm actually away right now or something. So that's probably what I'll do, just pretend I'm not home. And, most likely I'll probably be at work when these guys show up because I can't imagine they'll stay late. So
I don't know about that. That's a good question. I wonder when they will run their checks because they must know that most people are workers. So I would imagine they would be doing evening check-ins, but maybe they'll try different shifts. Maybe they'll try in the morning, try in the afternoon, try in the evening. Who knows how dedicated they will be at this. And they still don't know who you are, right? I mean, everything that they've ever sent me is said to resident.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what I got as well. So it's right. Two resident.
Warning, resident. We will come and get you.
Yeah. Warning, resident. We're going to send you a fine. We're going to fine your. We're going to fine resident $100. So that's the potential fine here that people are dealing with for, as I understand it, for not sending out this census form. Which, by the way, the return rate in the United States is 34%. So about 1 in 3 households have sent back the census form.
Let us get it here.
Let us know what develops with your case. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. This is a great opportunity for Americans to try some civil disobedience, some relatively low risk non-cooperation. Great opportunity. So. If you haven't sent the census in yet, why bother? What obligation do you have to answer any of their questions? It's Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income.
earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet, without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. By the way, Amazon, of course, you know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer with dozens of categories in which you can shop. You can even buy used items if you need to save a few extra bucks. So head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Police in Franklin Township, New Jersey, recently announced an innovative program. This, according to William Grigg over at the Lou Rockwell blog, designed to improve the safety of senior citizens. Through Operation Blue Angel, elderly residents would leave a key to their front doors in a lockbox accessible by a combination known to the police. Police doing safety checks of the homes would knock on the door and, if nobody responds, would use the keys to enter. What could possibly go wrong? I mean, it sounds like a good idea, right? I mean, if grandma's fallen and she can't get up, then... Yep. You know, the cops could come in and help her out, though. I don't
She's
know why you'd want the
stinky.
Cops.
Somebody's got to go in there and get her.
I don't know why you'd want the cops to go in and help. Why not give the EMS workers the code, let them go in? Doesn't seem like the cops are really going to be trained to deal with helping the elderly too effectively.
But at least they can give them a call.
Nonetheless, what could possibly go wrong? What does anybody have to fear from angelic armed strangers sent to check on their welfare? One possible problem is demonstrated by the shooting death of a 47-year-old Prairie Village, Kansas woman yesterday morning. Police were sent to her apartment to conduct a welfare check. For some reason, the woman didn't want to be helped by the friendly state functionaries with guns. "Oh, but we insist," replied the Blue Angels as they summoned their khaki-clad comrades from the tactical squad. Eventually, because of threats she supposedly made against the stormtroopers, the police, in the words of a local TV reporter, were forced to shoot her. Now, we don't know much more detail on the story, but it was a story that started as a welfare check and ended up taking the life of the person they were checking the welfare of.
You know, I'm afraid that our peace officers haven't been trained in how to de-escalate situations as far as well as they seem to be trained in how to escalate situations. They seem to be able to take your average traffic stop or you're helping somebody and be able to turn that into something terrible. However, what they don't seem to be able to do is act with a certain level of humility and take a situation where somebody's probably had a bad day or done something wrong, yeah. You know, to some small level, and to de-escalate that into a minor problem. You know, just no big deal.
I don't know what different circumstances they will call a welfare check-in on somebody. I imagine, and I'd like to hear from any law enforcement officers out there, what does a welfare check typically entail? Is it somebody who is being suicidal, somebody who is acting strangely? I'm not sure, and I don't want to speculate too much further on that. So maybe if one of our law enforcement officer listeners are out there, you can shed a little light on what a welfare check is supposed to be. But you might look at that story and you might say, well, she deserved it. She's 47. She got mouthy with the cops. They didn't like her attitude. They had to shoot her. I mean, you might say that we don't know all the details. That it's justified. I mean, she probably asked for it. Well, Martinsville, Indiana is where we go next to theindychannel.com, where two Martinsville police officers have been suspended. Now, this is unusual that cops will be suspended after they do what they did. After they were accused of using a taser to subdue a 10-year-old. A news release from the mayor's office and the Martinsville Police Department said the officers responded Tuesday evening to Tender Teddy's Daycare on reports of a 10-year-old who was out of control. The release said that the officers trying to prevent the child from hurting the other children, staff members, and himself slapped the boy and then used a taser to subdue him. So as though it weren't insult enough to tase a young 10-year-old boy, they also slapped him across the face, presumably. I mean, where else do you slap somebody? I suppose you can slap him on the rear end.
I suppose.
But they normally, I think they would call
that would
spanking.
Be called smack. It was spank, yeah.
The release from the department said that while the department will not condone the unnecessary treatment of any subject. I love how they use that term. Subject. You're one of their subjects.
Like a subject of the king.
Yeah, it's exactly what I think when I hear subject. Anyway, the unnecessary treatment of any subject, regardless of age, in any apprehension situation, additional comments will not be made pending results of the final investigation. Now, normally when they do their own investigation of their own people, we find that they typically come out in favor of their people and not in favor of the victim, in this case, the 10-year-old boy. So yes. That remains to be seen in this case.
Generally, it's police investigating police, and they find out the police didn't do anything wrong.
Exactly. The daycare's owner, Heath Lancaster, didn't want to comment on the case, saying that it was only that it was in the hands of the Department of Child Services and police. Officials said officers had been called to the daycare before about the same child. Neighbors said that one of the police officers came out here, and they said they have trouble with him all the time because he's a problem child. He was kicking and screaming, and he wouldn't quit. Kenneth Frazier says he believes the boy needs help. I don't think that should have happened. I'm sure they could have detained him some other way. They take big grown-ups down without tasing them. Why a 10-year-old? I think that guy just summed it up. They are trained, the police. They go through fairly extensive training on takedown moves and how to handle big mofos, like guys who are bigger than they are.
Yeah.
They have that training.
They didn't seem scared to slap the kid. I mean, right. You think they'd be okay with taking a 10-year-old?
They just wanted to tase him, and then it's just an excuse to do it. They're annoyed with the kid, maybe from they've got a chip on their shoulder from past experiences, and they just wanted to do it, and so they just have to come up with an excuse that can be incredibly flimsy, and it will hold up because
he was out of control. We can't handle these 10-year-olds. I mean, just one. We can't just handle these one. This one 10-year-old, and we're talking about two police officers, two, responded to this call.
Yeah.
Sir, we just can't handle it out here. We need backup. There's a 10-year-old.
We've tried it in the past, not tasering. We thought we'd taser him this time.
He's waving a pencil at us. I mean, how absurd is this? You're at a daycare. It's not like this kid had a gun. I mean, I could understand if a 10-year-old was wielding a weapon of some danger. But I could understand coming back with a weapon back at him. In fact, the original idea behind the taser, for those who don't know this, was to avoid killing people in dangerous situations, people who were actually posing a threat to the police or to other victims.
Now it's instant punishment for people disobeying.
That's right.
It's not, which is a really bad route to go because they killed a number of people with tasers.
It's like a cattle prod. We were talking earlier this week about a pregnant woman who was tasered. Just because she wouldn't sign a ticket on the side of the road. So it's all about obedience. It's about do as we say, even if what we say is absolutely outrageous, do whatever we say or you'll pay the price. You'll suffer because you didn't do what we told you to, because we own you, subject. That's what it's about. Oh, there's a little more. Little more, in case you were wondering. Officials said the two officers, whose names weren't released, because, you know, we got to protect our boys in blue. We got to protect our heroes who tase 10-year-olds. They've been suspended with pay.
Yeah.
So not only
paid vacation.
Right. Not only did they get the sick sadistic fun for these people. This is what it's all about. It's about violence and being sadists and getting away with it. Not only did they get the sadistic joy of being able to see that 10-year-old boy writhe around in pain as he was being tased by their cattle prod. But they also got a paid vacation out of it all.
Chances are good. They're not going to get any trouble for it.
Chances are good. He was out of control.
We see story after story of, you see ridiculously low number child tased by police. And, nothing happens.
So your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. And, of course, we're all paying for it on top of everything else. As though their behavior weren't bad enough, it's even the more embarrassing that we're all going along with it. Every single one of us, we're all paying the property taxes and the sales taxes or whatever taxes they're forcing you to pay or threatening you over, they're extorting from you. We're all going along with it. And they'll just keep tasing you because you keep paying for it, right? When is that going to stop? When is that going to end? When are we going to finally say enough is enough? I will not put up with this anymore. I will not fund the imprisoning of peaceful people. I will not fund the torturing of people who do not deserve it. I'm not going to call this little boy peaceful because he probably was out of control. But
he's probably kicking some shins or something.
Yeah, the way they handled it was inappropriate. So I will not fund this anymore. When will we have enough people gathered together in the same place? Because you can't do it where you are. You can't do it all alone. You can't make a stand like that by yourself because they'll just come take your house and then they'll put you in a cage.
Yeah, if you try to do anything about it, they'll bring in the local, the tank they got from the army surplus and shoot you or whatever.
But what if you have 100 people in a relatively small geographic area who say, "Nah, I'm not going to pay my property taxes or a portion of the property taxes," and then how many houses are they willing to steal to prove their right? I'd love to find out. More coming up here. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.